cereal box, this would be the toy inside.
Oh, I wanted that one.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Hello, happy Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope it was as good as my friend Matt O'Kine. Made $3,000 on Dogecoin.
Oh, you did?
No, my friend did.
Oh my god!
I didn't get in quick enough.
This cryptocurrency that was set up as a joke to Bitcoin,
based on the Shiba Inu meme of Doge. Now
did
its own blockchain
Salad
currency.
Gregory Salad Fingers that invested?
It is. Gregory Salad Fingers does the meme market update. Rarely does it cross over into real money. But I tell you what, over the weekend, yeah, Dogecoin going from like 0.9 of a cent up to about 9 cents.
Why?
And because everyone had invested in GameStop. Then they started investing in like Nokia and BlackBerry.
Oh,
and
my
then it went
God.
On. Then someone said, oi, let's get Dogecoin to a dollar. It went up to about... just about 10 cents and dropped back to about 3 cents. But he bought and sold at the right time, so that is good stuff. We missed out, Matt. We missed out.
We sure did. But look, there's other ways to make big bucks. I've got a little package in my hand here. We're inventing a world first, Alex Dyson, okay?
Mm.
The saga of the toupee merkin, the turkin, continues, okay? I shaved off my head 16 years ago. Dad found the hair. He's finally sent it to me, and I've got it in my hot little hands. I'm going to unpackage it.
That is going to be big. We've also got some clickfish, and we're also going to be chatting to you as we do every single day here on All Day Breakfast. I hope you're well. Shall we get stuck in?
Let's go. I should have said, let's doge.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex, All Day Breakfast.
Yeah, I got the call from Dad yesterday. He was a bit annoyed that I didn't let him know that I had indeed picked up the package that he'd sent down, which contained a big ball of my old offcuts, old hair from about 16 years ago.
Yeah, it is. It's almost like finding the fountain of youth, isn't it?
Yeah, I wonder how it
because
smells.
That's what's going to happen. You're going to put it on your currently quite rapidly balding head, and it will be like a time machine back to the days of Matt O'Kine at 16.
Well, if you're just catching up, okay, my dad found some hair underneath our stairs in the old family house.
His parents keep things sometimes, like teeth. We've talked to people before. They found a jar of teeth. Baby
yep.
teeth that come out, you know.
Old beds that, you know, that is in old BMX bikes in the old shed. I mean, parents.
Actually,
are basically a glorified storage facility for their kids.
I was talking to someone the other day with some housemates under the coffee table, pull out this jar full of toenail clippings.
What?
Because they clip the toes into the jar and then put it back under. They don't empty it out that much. So
what's the toenail equivalent of a wig? Can you make those?
Yeah, anyway. If you lose your toenails, can you put them
Anyways,
all together and make
we
a...
We got in touch with master
a toupee.
Wig maker, Tracy Costa for a toupee. All right, that's enough.
Sorry.
We got in touch. It's very good. Oh, now I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah,
a finger version of it. I'm like a fringe, fringes.
Australia's premier wig maker has said she's willing to weave the 16-year-old follicles into a wig for Matt. But given there's only a certain amount of hair, it's just going to be on the front of the head, a little widow's peak, which we found, given she's also made it's a pubic hair wig, which is referred to as a merkin. And she's also made a merkin before. We're going to do the world's first toupee merkin. We've got a turkin on our hands. Matt O'Kine,
yep.
Open up this package. I want to see your luscious locks in the flesh.
Well, the reason why Dad was so angry about me not letting him know that I'd picked it up is because he needed to remind me that there was chilies in here. Which, we're still unsure of whether it's allowed to send chilies in the mail. So if it's not,
well,
obviously just joking, and they are plastic chilies.
Yeah, no.
Well, there we go.
Other thing parents do, also managed to get a two-for-one deal. So there are chilies in there.
Oh, there's a little toothbrush. My dad, you know, being a dentist, has just sent a little toothbrush for Sophia.
Great.
There's a...
Where's the hair?
Sorry, can't make a wig out of any of that. And yep. Okay, here we go.
Oh, the freezer bag is here.
So look, just looking at it like this, there's quite a lot. I don't know if I want to. Oh, there's all the fine bits at the bottom that have just like.
Ooh.
I don't know whether they've opened this bag since. If I opened this up and took a whiff, it'd smell like 1999. You know what I mean? I'm a bit scared. Okay, so there's a solid handful of hair in this.
All right, I think right. Tracy.
I don't want to open it because in case it goes everywhere and suddenly yeah. Tom Tilly's sitting all over my locks. So we're going to take these. The good news is, Alex Dyson, we've got an appointment with Tracy Costa, star wig maker, after tomorrow's show. All right, so I'm going to go into her clinic, her studio, and get her weaving the world's very first, measuring, sizing up for the very first Turkin.
All right, so stay tuned this week. Will Matt revive his youthful locks? Or will the Turkin be a disaster? We're just going to have to wait and find out.
Even if we don't change the world by becoming the world's first Turkin makers and exporters to a global market, at least I have chilies to sell. So if anyone needs some hot chilies, some Ghanaian chilies.
Get in touch. Matt.Andrew.Alex.
Coffee? Yeah, coffee.
A seventh coffee never hurt anyone.
Now I feel a buzz.
Well, Matt, last week we had a chat to listener Adam, who was just sitting at home at night playing a bit of Fief, and suddenly drone lands on his roof. An old mate drone pilot wandered around and was like, oh, sorry, yeah, that's mine. Adam rightfully questions him, what are you doing flying a drone around my house at 10 o'clock at night? And that, to me, was sus as.
Yeah, we thought we'd ask you. Sus as, man.
Yeah.
Sus as. And we thought we'd ask you what sus as. Because, I mean, for me, personally, seeing someone just sitting in a car parked on the side of the road, sus as.
Bron suggested someone running in normal clothes. And I just yesterday saw a dude doing that. Bow tie, shorts, running. Okay. Sus as.
Bow tie and shorts is sus as.
Well, I think he was trying to make a tram. But nonetheless, very sus. We've got Damon in Adelaide with us right now. G'day, Damon.
Yeah, how you going, boys?
Good, thanks, Damon.
Yeah, okay. I reckon whatever you're sort of suggesting is going to ruin my day because I reckon it's got a feeling it's a little bit sus.
Yeah, for sure. I'd say, for me, my personal opinion, peak sus level is someone wearing a bum bag.
Oh, they're pretty sus, aren't they, Damon? Honestly,
I reckon they are.
I mean, which is a shame because we've talked about getting some bum bags.
It has been floated as a Matt and Alex merch idea.
Last thing we want is to have the susest merch going around.
Or what do you reckon, Damon? If we came up with some sus merch, you reckon you'd get on board?
Well, to be honest, when I was thinking about this today, I thought the old bum bag would be some excellent merch for you guys. And I thought I actually had the idea first, so I was going to try and get 5% of the take.
Mate, that's sus as. You're just trying to work your way into our cut, yeah. Mate. Get out of here.
Well, it's good. This is parallel thinking here, Damon, because we did think at one point, and I'm sure we can say it now on the podcast, this isn't blowing anything, is it? If we say that potentially, Damon, we came up with a little Matt and Alex crumb bag.
Few crumbs in those, I bet.
Well, that's the thing. If you've got a bum bag, you're a bit of a crumb as it is. So the fact you've got a bag.
All right. Well, look, Damon, thank you for inspiring us. We might have to look into this a little bit further. And also get in touch with us on the gram if you reckon you might want some of the sussest merch going around. Because then we'll have to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
I was just thinking also you could pair it with with some wraparound sunglasses.
Oh, yes. Damon.
Collect the set. That's the Mayfair and Park Lane of merch. You get those two in a row.
Sure, sure.
Goodness me. All right. Well, thank you, Damon. And thank you to producer Bron, who turned and said one day, crumb bag? And we're like, oh, man, we've got to do it at some stage. G'day, Tash from Byron Bay.
Oh, g'day. How you going, boys?
Not too bad. What do you reckon sus as?
Sus as for me is just seeing a middle-aged man walking around with a cap and speed dealer sunnies and the backpack. Walking around.
Yeah.
So not on the bum, on the back. You reckon it's still sus?
On the back. Yeah. What's in there? I don't know.
Well, question is, What do you consider middle-aged? Because I'm starting to get a bit sus.
You've just described Alex Dyson, Tash, honestly. I have seen him wearing everything you just said on his way to work.
I think you've just described Ian Dyson on the way back from Aldi. That's what you've described there.
Thanks, Tash.
Thank you. See ya.
Thank you very much. And we've also got Sam from Brisbane. G'day, Sam.
Morning, boys.
Thank you so much for chatting to us. What do you reckon sus as?
Oh, when you're at the local pub or you go out clubbing and you see two people coming out of the same toilet.
Oh, I mean, that's not even sus, mate. That is just downright illegal.
When it's two boys or a boy and a girl. Ooh,
oh, yeah, true. That's true. Yeah, I was thinking of one thing, but it could be the other thing as well. Yep, sex, drugs, rock and roll. Whatever's going in there,
it's sus as.
Although what I will say, okay, this is just to unsus it, is that for whatever medical reasons, some people may need assistance in the bathroom. So can't be too judgmental for that. But yeah, come on, Sam. We all know.
What if they come out and they're looking sus as?
Exactly. Yeah,
you add that on top and you got yourself a little sus as moment. Thank you very much for that one,
Thanks,
Sam.
Guys.
We'll catch you later.
Cheers.
If you've got something that you reckon sus as, get in touch, matt.n.alex. We've also got a message from Cindy, who I got in touch via the gram and sent us a message, said, when I lived in Japan a decade ago, I spotted a man wearing leather pants while working out. He did a mixture of cardio and weights. This didn't happen once, but multiple times. Imagine all the sweat down there.
Oh, it'd be like a little sauna for your bits, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I tell you what, the moisture accumulating around the parts would definitely...
In the steam room.
That would pop your boys in the steam room. No doubt about that.
All right. Well, keep in touch with us at matt.n.alex. And definitely let us know if you want some sus merch. I reckon I'm so keen.
And we should set up our merch stall in a cubicle. You've got to come in a cubicle to purchase some. There we go. Just make it super sus.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect. Click, click, click.
Click, click, click.
Blah, 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 blah. Click fish.
Click fish.
With producer Bron.
Yes, it's a big Monday, which means over the weekend you could have been out enjoying the sunshine. You could have been frolicking through all sorts of meadows, or you could have been on your phone in bed clicking on those articles that you should probably avoid. Our producer, Bron.
This is our weekly segment where we get Bron to click all the stuff that we don't want to click, which are cool to click. And Bron, you had the old trigger finger happening?
I did, of course. So, first headline from Pedestrian. Apparently, you can get a blue tick crest for your house, so please don't tell anyone, from Maths. So,
hang on. I missed all of a blue tick
I
crest.
Heard a blue tick. I mean, I was thinking like blue ticks as in Twitter and like Instagram can give you the blue tick. So what, your house can get one?
Yeah. So if apparently someone called Danielle Baskin has come up with this idea that if you're an influencer, public figure or represent a brand, you can apply to get a blue tick on your house. Like
as
a wanker.
What, you actually get physically on your house?
Yeah, like because she said in San Francisco, apparently, there used to be this shield that you could get on your house. And I don't know, that seems cool. Like a bit old.
Like a family crest sort of thing.
Right, yeah, okay. That's exactly what famous people want and need. Everyone to know where they live.
That sounds terrifying. Wouldn't that be the worst?
Why would you want a blue tick on your house?
I don't know. But apparently it's just an idea at the moment,
right,
but she is making it into reality. You can apply through a website. So
blue tick and put it on your house. Why would you apply through someone else?
This could be beneficial if you are Airbnb-ing your house.
Right.
Out, for instance. You know, I know Larry Emder's got a sweet new pad.
How do you know that?
Down in Kangaroo Valley.
Did you click on something, did you, mate?
Well, let's just say I get a little trigger happy around some of the real estate news articles. And yes, I know that Larry Emder bought a new eco-friendly lodge in
Kangaroo
Valley. Now, if I was going through your Airbnbs or whatever, saw a big old tick and knew that was Larry Emder's pad, presuming the price is right, I'd stay there.
It just seems so tacky.
Yeah.
Well, it's weird.
It's and it would only be those certain group of people that would put it on.
Mm-hmm.
People who, because a really famous people would absolutely avoid it, because you obviously don't want, you know, random fans turning up. Every now and again, you see people breaking into people's houses and, you know, heading straight for the underwear drawer. And then you got people who aren't famous enough to get a blue tick. And I've got to say, the middle of the Venn diagram, that's not a group of people I want to hang out with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
agree.
Baby.
All right. What else is happening, Bron?
So this is from 7 News. Nikki Webster reveals what she really thinks of her pop hit Strawberry Kisses.
Oh.
What does she really think?
I can see why you clicked on this one, Bron. I reckon she is proud as punch of it because she was really young. It would have been a hell of a wild ride for her. It's still slaps to this day, let's face it.
Oh, yeah. And it got given the treatment, the friend of the show, Sam Mack treatment, with the Strawberry Kisses remix, which she jumped on, which I think she'd only be fine with if she was totally cool with the track. So I'm going to say she really thinks it was nice.
Yeah, basically, yes. So she said, it's a fun track. I embrace it. I'm not embarrassed by it. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah. There you go.
That's what she really thinks.
Okay. Well, you clicked it. Let's go.
This last one, pay attention to this headline because it's about two people who no one would care about. Okay. But look, but listen to how they've tried to make it enticing to click on.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so this really is rapping.
This is a class. You're taking us to school on clickbait headlining. Okay, here we go.
Steve Jobs' daughter Eve confirms she's dating Kardashian family friend Harry Hudson with a series of romantic Instagram photos.
Well done.
Well, okay.
Goodness me.
One, you're right about it. No one cares about these particular people. Not that there's anything, they've done anything.
It's not newsworthy.
No, exactly. Yeah. Now, number two, there is literally no reason to click on this article. It told you everything. I thought I was going to get a masterclass in headline writing. What they should have said is, you won't believe whose daughter is now dating a family friend of the most powerful entertainment family on the planet.
You're
then
right.
I'd be like, oh my God, I need to believe.
You're right. They didn't include anything extra. Basically, all they've said is what the captions were on the photos.
Was this Daily Mail?
Yeah, it was the Daily Mail.
Of course it was Daily Mail's doing.
Imagine, like, would someone find an article like that and write it of their own volition? Or does a more senior journalist say to them, I'm handballing you the Steve Jobs' daughter Kardashian family friend article, whip it up, see what you can do? It's like giving a head chef giving an apprentice some gruel.
Yeah, it's like a uni assignment where they've just
some
like
cardamom pods and going, have at it.
Where they need to hit the word count. They just go on and on.
Well, here we go. Here's a quick little game. What were they doing in the photos? I'm going to guess that someone was flaunting something. All right. What else do they usually do, Alex Tyson?
Someone was buxom. That's
brandishing or like what were they doing, Bron? Tell
showing
us.
Off. Yeah.
Showing off.
Flaunting, brandishing, showing off when people are just hanging out of a tree taking a photo of them.
So the new couple had previously taken a romantic vacation up and down the California coastline and posed for cuddly photos.
Cuddly photos. Okay, look, that's not bad. All right, well.
Good stuff. Well, it's good.
Good luck to them.
Thank you, Bron, for keeping us abreast of the news.
Thanks, guys.
All day breakfast.
Did you see Twitter was in a meltdown yesterday, Alex Dyson?
Really? What happened? Isn't it just in a perpetual state of meltdown?
That's exactly it, right? Tweeters are always melting down over something. This is for quite a rude reason. Okay, so a little bit of an language warning, a bit rude. Adults-only content coming up.
We try to make this a family-friendly show.
Apologies. Close the block the ears of your little ones. They're in a meltdown after a Dutch footballer had the game of his life over the weekend, Sunday morning, scored 4 goals in 34 minutes.
What?
Dutch second division league. Yeah, absolutely killing it. The reason why they were in a meltdown on Twitter was because his name started trending. And his name being Jiz Hornkamp. Okay, so. Now. I don't know what Jiz means in Dutch.
Mr. Hornkamp.
Sorry. But Jiz was trending. The word Jiz was trending. And people were a bit confused. Till finally they realized when they clicked on the Jiz that it took them to this Dutch football doing incredible things. Mm. So in a meltdown over the quite a naughty name in English, you know, and quite a sexual name. It just made me realize, you know, how sexual things are in our lives, you know, around us. And
really? Made you realize that?
Well, I mean, segues are pretty sexy, which is what I just did there. And I just thought I'd tell you about something.
Almost did a seg three-way there.
Things got pretty sexy for me over the weekend. You know when you have to stop and think, God, this is sexy?
No.
You know? God, this is just so sexy.
You have to stop and think, this is sexy.
Anyway, look, the whole point of this is I want to do a little quiz, you know, this little segment that I'm calling Naughty by Nature.
As if you're calling it that. Of course you're not calling it that. You know the name.
What?
The Jizz Quiz. Mate.
Okay, fine.
Naughty by Nature. Awful. You got to work on your quiz naming, mate. You've got a man named Jizz. You're doing a quiz. And you call it Naughty by Nate? No! This is officially called the Jizz Quiz. Welcome to the Jizz Quiz. Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Now, Amanda, I am going to tell you about the sexiest moment from my weekend, all right? And you have to tell me what happened, all right? Now, this is very rude content. I'm going to warn you, all right?
Oh, is this real?
This is the sexiest thing that happened, okay? So here we go.
Whoa. You consent to this quiz first, Amanda.
I consent.
Great.
Okay. Thank you. okay. Here we go. Let's get some sexy music. And picture this. My partner and I, side by side, things start to get quite hot. I can feel her breath on my skin. She sees me pulling at something and says, "Do you want help with that?" She leans in close and says, "Oh, I can see it. But it's too small to use my hands. I'll need to get something from the bedroom." So she goes, gets what she needs, then starts pulling and says, "I was trying to be gentle. I didn't want to break it." And this all went down as some friends watched on. All right, now that's the story. Amanda. You've got three options in the Jizz Quiz. Hey, you, Alex Dyson, get your head out of your hands. You agreed to be my radio partner, all right? You consent to this partnership so you can bloody live with it.
But you could also change your mind at any time. Okay. That's a very important part of it.
Okay. After hearing that story, what was going on in the sexiest moment of my weekend, Amanda? Were we A, cooking sausages and needed the big barbecue tongs because our other tongs broke? We had to flip the sausages with our fingers. And we were doing it all in front of our neighbours who we had over. Okay. Were we B, digging an ingrown hair out of my neck using Belinda's good tweezers whilst Jemima and Big Ted from Play School watched on from the TV? Or will we see retrieving a coin from a parking meter using a bobby pin whilst fellow drivers angrily watched behind us? Which one is it, Amanda? The nation waits.
I'm going to go with B, the ingrown hair.
That's absolutely correct.
That is absolutely correct, Amanda. Yes. Oh, well done.
Oh, long-term relationships. How about that?
Absolutely.
Have you plucked a few hairs, Amanda, in your time?
Oh, have I?
Yep.
It's something that partners do, isn't it?
It certainly is.
I was just sitting on my couch. Belle's just getting right. And she's like, oh, there's a couple in here. Do you want me to get the others there? And I'm like, why not? Just get them all. Unpick me so that I fall apart at the seams.
I mean, if you're not picking each other's hairs, are you even together?
Exactly.
Very true.
All right. Well, thank you to Zinzi and Teo from Play School for watching on while that was all happening. And Sophia for crying in the corner. It was just such a hot moment of my weekend. Thought I'd share it. Big shout out to Jizz Horn Camp as well. Thanks, Amanda. We'll catch you later. Oh, and we'll be sending you a briefing face mask.
Ooh.
Yes. Woohoo.
There. Excellent. You get to put that black mask on your face and expel all your juices into it. I don't know. Thanks so much, Amanda.
Well, I was going to add this in, but I didn't know if it'd be too much. I was shaving my husband's feet with one of those shoal feet thing today, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to pick B.
Wait. You, as in there was just so much dead skin on your husband's feet that you were scouring it off.
He had ankle surgery 2 weeks ago, so the poor bloke. Totally screwed.
Oh, they're molting.
Just thinking till death do us part. Scrape. Oh my gosh. Well, what's the sexiest thing you did on the weekend? Get in touch at matt.n.alex. They're amazing stuff, Amanda. Thank you.
Bye.
Smell toast. Well, that brings us to the end of another Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Thanks so much for listening, as always. Hope you had a good Monday, and we will be seeing you tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll get working on our merch ideas. A little crumb bag, a few rat around sunnies. Let's see what we can sort out. Thank you very much for the calls. And make sure you're listening tomorrow. We've got a big interview, Matt. I can't reveal who it is, but is a very intelligent person who's going to reveal a little bit more about the Duckworth-Lewis system. Okay.
Ooh, we get the scoop, hey?
Yeah, might be scooping.
Always keep in touch with us at matt.n.alex on Instagram. We love hearing from you. And we'll definitely see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got a story we need to hear? All the links are at mattandalex.com.au.